Austin, AUSTIN, Ireland, IRELAND, 527-93. He was born 527-93. Today's 826. His complaint. I've been coughing for 4 months. Patient is a 29-year-old gentleman, works in a refinery, is not exposed to any chemicals, or has not had recent COVID. He also hasn't had any reflux symptoms, no history of asthma as a child, but he's had this irritating cough going on 4 months, period. His wife is pregnant. She's about to have a baby, and she dragged him to the doctor to make sure he doesn't have anything catchy, she says. Immunization, he doesn't believe in COVID immunization, has never had one. Medications, none. Let's see. Surgical history. Appendectomy. Social, he smokes, but maybe 2 to 3 cigarettes a week. Doesn't drink alcohol. He has had no weight loss. He hasn't traveled to Mexico. He has not been around anyone with tuberculosis. He doesn't have any sputum production. He has no hemoptysis. The cough is consistent with an asthmatic cough, irritation with irritation. He's had no reflux symptoms or any other associated issues. A review of system as above, allergy none. let's see, 230 pounds, no significant change. Man, what does this say? Do you know? 96%, 97.4, 16, 101, 114 over 67. Heart positive, lungs clear with few rounds and bronchi, abdomen soft, TMs are clear. Skin shows the right shoulder on the course of the condition, logical and non-focal. Assessment number one, chest x-rays within normal limits. Number two, medical problems, mitral valve prolapse. That's what it is. Number two, the cough appears to be more of an irritation, asthmatic type cough. Number three, cannot rule out reflux disease. Number four, he has no money for blood work and does not want any blood work. Number five, will treat as a reactive airway disease with Rocephin a gram now, Decadron 8 milligram now, Z-Pack, Medrol dose pack. Number five, albuterol 2 puffs 4 times a day for the next few days to cause bronchodilation and subsiding the cough. Next number, we'll also give Nexium 40 milligram once a day. Next number, come back in the 10 days. Next number, if not improved, then it's time for a CT of the chest and further evaluation by a pulmonologist. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office and was given ample time to ask questions. Thank you.